Hello all. My name is Savannah Stone and I own Versatile Solutions, a business operation and process management company focused on businesses that are having difficulty with scaling and maintaining. Within each episode, I will discuss different aspects that many business owners struggle with and hopefully give you the support you need to grow. There's a lot of business behind small business, so let's get to it. Welcome to my first podcast. Over the years, I've heard from either clients or general companies that I engage with that owning a business was so much more than they anticipated. Many people get into something because they love it, and then the processes, procedures, rules, and regulations flatten their love for why they went on their own in the first place. I'm hoping that through my series of podcasts, I can dispel the myths of ownership, support you in what your daily struggles look like, and maybe make your small business less painful. With this being the new year, I thought it would be best to start from ground zero. Networking. It's an essential part of marketing your company, and yet the most misunderstood part of growing your market. Many new businesses and business owners have a belief that they're incapable of networking or that networking just doesn't work for them. The problem isn't the business, it's their concept of networking that's failing them. Networking isn't about selling yourself or your business, grabbing a card, gulping down a drink, and heading home. It's not a job fair. Networking is an opportunity to get to know other businesses outside of a professional setting to see if you may be a good match for referrals or for business. So let's say you're at a networking event. You bought your drink, you put on that tacky name tag, and now you're scoping the room to see who you might know, because we naturally gravitate to the people we know to avoid knowing new people. Someone will walk up to you as you're searching for your people and say, "Hey, what's your name? What do you do?" You stammer. You're not sure what to say. And then less than a minute, you've been thrust with a card, learn nearly nothing about the person who verbally accosted you in the nicest manner, and wonder if this is really your scene after all. Take a minute and step back from this scenario and recognize all of the things that are wrong with it. What do you do, no matter what the setting, is such a pervasive question. Handing someone a card before knowing if they want that card is presumptuous and rude. Walking away to get to the next person to rinse and repeat is the antithesis of networking.
No.
So, this is how the scenario should really go. So you're scanning, and someone comes up to you and says, "Hey, looks like you're looking for someone. Should I look too?" They caught your attention, and maybe you feel a little meek, and you say, "Hi, my name's X. What's yours?" So you give your name, cautiously. Then here's the kicker. So, tell me a little about yourself. Have you been to this event before? Now, here we go. Instead of going for the slice and kill, this person is actually investing in you, adversely, and turn the tables by saying, "Well, before I tell you what I do, why don't you tell me your name?" Follow that with, "Tell me about yourself. Do you live close by? Or are you a member as well? Is this your first time? I heard there's snow in the forecast. Will it affect your business?" Mastering small talk is important to networking. After this, you can say, when you're ready to move on, "It's been such a pleasure learning about you. I don't want to take more of your time. This is a night of networking, after all. May I have your card? I'd love to chat over phone or coffee to see how we can be mutually beneficial to each other." Or, if the person doesn't serve you at all, you could leave it at the goodbye and have that person singing your praises at how kind you are. People want people to be interested in them. By asking pointed questions, you're showing an interest and learning about how closely your businesses could interact. Maybe there aren't any sparks between the companies, but what you're establishing here is a reputation of respect. Chances are, you're building your circle, and the small business world is, well, small. Building a reputation births an experience, and that experience will then be parlayed into what it is to be a client of yours. Now, when the question does come to the "so what do you do" phase, this is another opportunity for you to elicit conversation. For example, "My business offers office and operations management by way of bookkeeping, office admin, and content management. I know this is a podcast, but I can see your eyes glazing. So if I reply, 'I keep people from going out of business,' this perks your interest. You ask me how, and boom, conversation started. When you respond with how you create results, you cut out all the middle fluff that a person wouldn't have remembered anyway and position yourself as the most interesting person in the room. Another takeaway, ask this person who they would like to be connected to. Maybe you know someone in the room and you can introduce them to each other. This small act made you valuable and memorable. Even if you don't know anyone else in the room, as you work it, you'll meet that person and then have an opportunity to introduce the two of them later on. Networking is about connecting. It's about relationships, about getting deeper into who we are. This is how you actively participate. Networking isn't always this easy, though. You do want to steer clear from the no-nos.
Oh, no.
These are talking about politics, religion, or getting too personal. Keep the jokes rated G as well. You're not that close to these people, and this isn't the impression you want to leave. If someone else delves into the no-no realm, and you want to get out fast, you could say, "You're hilarious," or "interesting," or whatever description you want to put here. But I don't want to take up all of your time. I'm happy to introduce you to the people you want to be connected to. I don't know a lot of people here, but I'll keep my ears perked for what you want. This is a satisfying and good way to get you out of an uncomfortable conversation. Networking is nothing if you don't follow up. Try to keep the number of cards you gather under 10. That can be a feat, I know, but any more than that, and you'll start to forget who people are, and they won't remember you well either. Send an email thanking them for meeting them the very next day so that you're top of mind. Remind them in the email where you met so they can identify you easier. Here in the Northern Virginia, D.C., Maryland area, there's a networking event nearly all day, every day of the week. Some people hit 4 a day when they're being adventurous, so don't assume this person will automatically remember you. You could start your email with the subject line, "Lovely to meet you," or "Pleasure to meet you," or whatever works. Then, in the body, say something to the effect of, "It was a great pleasure to meet you last night at the chamber event at Main Street Steakhouse in D.C. I truly enjoyed getting to know you and your business, and hope you were able to make some great connections. As I mentioned, my company offers X, Y, and Z, which I think makes us a great referral connection. I'd love to sit and chat with you about potential opportunities. Are you available next Tuesday or Wednesday at 9:30 or 10? By giving two options of days and two options of times, this prevents the person from flat out saying no. They may choose one of those or provide a day and time that works better. On a side note, please don't take liberty with these cards. This person shared their card with you as a way to encourage a second step, not to invite you to add them to your mailing list or give their information to someone else to solicit them. That's not only bad business practice, it's plain rude. There's a fine art to communication. Know how important that skill is to networking and how important networking is to growing business. So the next time someone asks you, "So what do?" you'll know exactly what to say. With every podcast, I will summarize the highlights of what you should take away each time. This will help you remember and retain the information I share, and hopefully, you'll be able to easily reach into your memory for these points when the opportunity presents itself. In saying that, remember that networking is about creating relationships, not for selling your business. Do talk about yourself and ask them questions about themselves. Don't talk about politics, religion, or make crass jokes about their job or business. When the person does ask you what you do, let them know how your business solves a problem. This will engage them further. Try to introduce them to someone to make yourself valuable if possible. Lastly, always follow up. If you think this person could potentially benefit from your business or vice versa, offer two options to meet. And finally, never add someone to a mailing list or solicit their information without their knowledge. I hope you enjoyed this stepping stone. Please visit my website to learn more about Versatile Solutions at www.versatilesolutions.com. Please subscribe for more podcasts on the business behind small business and find me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Happy networking. Networking. Networking.